This is a very important time to let go of any preconceived notions of thinking that the future is going to resemble the past. And we can talk about this with subjects like, for example, 10-year treasuries, although finance isn't the focus here today. But just as an example, a 10-year treasury. Somebody who buys a 10-year treasury thinks that the world is going to be the same 10 years from now as it has been for the last 10 years, you know. And the return on a 10-year treasury is hardly anything. What is it, 4.5% or something? That's ridiculous. I'm not even sure the United States of America is going to exist in 10 years. I know that most of the human race will find its current work skills obsolete well inside of 10 years. AI is going to change so many things so rapidly, and also the collapse of the dollar and other Western currencies. This is going to change things so dramatically that I have very little confidence in looking out 10 years and trying to ascertain what things are going to be like. I mean, I can understand some of the broad strokes of how real-time history is arcing right now, you know, with the rise of AI, for example, or the collapse of currency, you know, continued devaluation of the dollar. I mean, those things are happening right now. Those are irrefutable. But we can't yet say what the repercussions are going to look like. Like, what does society actually look like when the middle class is completely destroyed? When you have the masses of the impoverished, unemployed people who are rising up against an elite class of wealthy, you know, Hunger Games, essentially, is what we're looking at here. And in a Hunger Games type scenario, it's probably going to go full authoritarian to prevent the uprising. And there's no question in my mind that masses of humans are going to be unemployed and cognitively obsolete because of AI. But I don't yet know what all the ramifications are going to be in society. So, if you agree with me on that assessment, this is a time to be, number one, very nimble, have adaptability so that you can, for example, you can move assets quickly, you can replenish lost income quickly, you can react or you can take advantage of short-term opportunities that pop up. And I would say that one of the most important things in all of this is to be willing to learn and to be a rapid learner. And right now, one of the best ways to be a rapid learner, because you may have to learn a whole new skill. You may have to learn a whole new trade. You may want to learn a whole new, you know, business operation or something, or marketing technique if you're an entrepreneur, or an investment technique if you're retired and you're just managing assets. The best way to learn from here forward is to use AI technology to teach you what you want and to simply ask it to teach you. And as you may know, we're about to launch a new website called brightownbooks.com. And actually, I don't think that's going to be the final name now, but that will forward you to the final name. But anyway, brightownbooks.com. When we launch it, you'll be able to generate a book, actually any book on any subject, in any style or almost any style that you want. It could be academic, it could be instructional, it could be more satire, you know, it could be easy reading, etc. And you'll be able to generate books that are very, just amazing books, professional books, because our AI engine, which is the Brighteon AI engine, it does the research, it does the writing, the editing, the fact checking, the citations, and then the packaging into a final PDF, and then sends you a link where you can download the PDF. So day by day, you can actually generate books on all the topics that you need to learn. Do you need to learn how to manage, crypto assets? Do you need to learn how to calculate risk on options, you know, or whatever? Anything that you need to learn. Do you need to learn how to use AI development engines to build your own new business? Do you need to learn how to, apply for government grants or whatever? Not that that's my thing. I don't do that, but that might be appropriate for something that you're doing. Who knows? But whatever you need to learn, you'll be able to ask AI to teach you that thing. And then it comes down to your brain capabilities. And you know the best way to improve your brain is to improve your diet, improve your nutrition. Because remember that your brain runs on your blood, and your blood is made of what you eat. If you eat junk, you get junk brain. Seriously, junk brain. If you eat healthy foods, you get a healthy brain. You get a brain that functions. And brain inflammation or neurological inflammation is a very real thing caused by many food ingredients like seed oils and excitotoxins, MSG, and garbage like that. So if you're consuming a lot of those things, your brain is not functioning very well. And also, did you know, and I just learned this recently from, I think it was Daniel Amen was saying this, that according to the science, that people who are overweight have 4% smaller brain mass, and people who are obese have 8% smaller brain mass. Now, I was really surprised to hear that. And I'm not even sure the mechanism of why that's the case, but apparently if you are obese, your brain is shrinking. And that's not good, you know? Obviously, you want your full brain for full functionality, and you want all the neurons, and you want them to function well. So that speaks to the importance of fitness and eating healthy and not overeating and avoiding processed foods and so on. Not just to have a healthier physical body, but to have a higher functioning brain. You're going to need that brain. You're going to need a brain that works very, very well in order to navigate how rapidly things are changing in the world. Because you're going to have to learn rapidly. You're going to have to learn new skills. You're going to have to reinvent your knowledge base probably every year at this point. And that it's just something for me, that's something that I do naturally. I guess I'm just blessed with a lot of curiosity and a strong desire to create things all the time. I've been that way since I was a child, you know, writing music and creating all kinds of fun things. We used to create like comedy skits and puppet shows and everything as a kid. We were just always constantly creating stuff. And I've continued that to this day. And it's a great form of brain exercise to do that. But you don't have to do that. You can also just be very curious and be a constant learner. And did you know, for example, that learning a foreign language actually lights up a lot of neurons in your brain and it makes you smarter in other areas? So if you want to be smarter and you want to be able to learn other things more quickly, then take it upon yourself to learn a foreign language. And you don't have to master it. All you have to do is go through the process of learning it. And there are lots and lots of audiobooks, audio programs. You can do this while you're exercising. That's one of the things that I do. And even though I speak, you know, basic Chinese, I still study Chinese lessons from time to time. And I'm always learning something new when I'm listening to those Chinese language lessons. And I really enjoy learning languages. My only issue is, anytime I try to learn a new language, then sometimes I confuse it. Like if I'm trying to learn a third language, sometimes I confuse it with the second language that I know. So I can't tell you how many times when I was living in South America, I was trying to speak Spanish and then out would come Chinese words. And oh my God, that's not going to sound right. But the locals were great. You know, they were very polite. And you only had to get your words like 50% correct and they would know what you're talking about. But anyway, protect your brain and exercise your brain. You're going to need your best brain in order to navigate this very rapidly changing, complex ecosystem of information and, you know, geopolitics and history unfolding in real time. And to the extent that you want to use a bunch of free tools that are AI to help you with that, you can use all of our AI tools at brighteon.ai, and they're all free, and they're all very valuable, and they're all trained on our information, so they will tell you the truth about vaccines or how to cure cancer using natural medicine. Whereas, you know, Google and Facebook and Grok, they will never tell you that information. That's all censored in those models because they're deliberately censoring knowledge. Whereas our goal is to deliberately share knowledge. So use all of our tools, boost your brain, Learn new things and make your brain more flexible. Again, learn a language, learn a skill, be a lifelong learner. Even when you're on the toilet, you know, you can pull up a chapter of a language course. You can learn Espanol while you're sitting on the throne. You know, seriously, why not? I mean, how many hours do you spend on the throne in a year? You could learn a lot of words. You know, I mean, it's time. Why not use it for something, you know, or time in the car, or time in transportation, or, you know, time on an airplane, or time exercising. When you're exercising, what are you doing? I never exercise without listening to something. I'm always learning as I'm exercising. It's just, for me, they just go together 100% of the time. And so sometimes people ask me, well, how do you learn so much stuff? That's because I'm just doing it constantly throughout the day, and I don't have to force it. It's something that I enjoy. It's totally natural to learn. So just make it part of your lifestyle. Keep on learning, and then you'll be able to make it through whatever the world throws our direction. Remember, good nutrition and lots of learning behavior, that will keep your brain young at any biological age, at any age. Like my brain today in my 50s is functioning way better than it ever did in my entire life, even in my 20s or 30s. There's no comparison. I mean, I have specific examples of looking back, like how much I struggled to remember things in college, things about economics that today just seem like the simplest concepts imaginable. I struggled in my 20s to understand that. I can't even believe it. And you may find this surprising, but I also took Spanish when I was in college. It was required to have a language course. I took Spanish, and I found it, at that time, extremely difficult. I really did not do well. I didn't do well until I moved to South America. And also, I learned Chinese by living in Taiwan. So I learned through experience, not through a lot of academic delivery. And maybe you share that with me, but I struggled horribly with Spanish because we were just memorizing verb conjugations. It's like, what the hell? This isn't the way people even talk, you know? And I didn't do well, but there we go. Anyway, keep your brain healthy, young, choose your foods and your superfoods in order to have healthy blood, and you will do extremely well. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Follow my work at Brighttown.com, Brighttown.ai for all of our AI tools. And I'm the developer of those tools. And also NaturalNews.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Pink Himalayan salt is considered one of the purest and healthiest salts in the world. Add ultra clean and lab verified pink Himalayan salt to your kitchen pantry today. Shop at HealthRangerStore.com.